The Friend Magazine for January 2016. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency, Following in the Savior's Footsteps by President Thomas S. Monson. Lots to Like. Family Night Fun. The Cleanup Crew. Question Corner. Heavenly Father Loves Me. Answers from an Apostle by Elder Robert D. Hales. Friends Who Stand Tall. Standing Tall in Ethiopia. Bright Idea. Bulletin Board. Windows Before Winter. A Year with the Book of Mormon. Book of Mormon Hero, Nephi Was Obedient. I Can Read the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon Teaches About Jesus Christ. Behind the Scenes. Show and Tell. Friend to Friend, Elder Chi Hong, Sam Wong. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. Music, I'll Stand Tall. For Older Kids, How Embarrassing. And Friendship Matters. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff Hidden Picture. Fun Stuff Build Your Own Boat. Happy Sabbath Getting Ready for Sunday. And Fun Stuff New Year Hobbies. Friend Junior. For Parents of Little Ones. Bright Idea. Eva Goes to Primary. It's Primary Time. Book of Mormon Stories Journey to the Promised Land. Coloring Page. And Reading Better Every Day. End of contents.
Friends by Mail. Testimony Tower. We built a testimony tower for Family Home Evening, June 2015. Each block represented something that helped our testimonies grow. Last week, we both shared our testimonies. Sharing it helps ours to be strengthened. Thanks for the great idea. Levi and Lucy P., ages 4 and 7, California, USA.
Should I tell? When I read When Should I Tell, March 2015, I noticed one of my friends was saying rude things to me through texting. I told my parents, and they asked me to tell them if it ever happens again. Thank you for sending the friend. Hallie G., age 10, Arizona, USA.
Floods and Fluffy. After a tearful bedtime reading of Floods and Fluffy, Jim was excited to share this story with his friend Zoe. What a surprise when Zoe gave her talk in primary about the same Fluffy. Thank you, friend, for a story about sharing. Jim M. and Zoe L., ages 6 and 5, Texas, USA.
How I Read the Friend. It takes a very long time for the friend to get to my house because my family lives far away. But I am always glad when it comes. I love to read it because it makes me feel happy. Allison L., age 11.
Dear friends, this is going to be a fun year in the friend. Each month, you'll find a scripture hero card and a reading chart to help you learn about the Book of Mormon. We're also inviting you to send us your footprints and stories about how you stand tall in following Jesus' example. See page 3 to find out more. Happy New Year, the friend. P.S. When you get to page 39, turn the magazine upside down for a special surprise. Write and tell us how you liked it. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of this month's Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency. Following in the Savior's Footsteps by President Thomas S. Monson. President Monson stood tall by doing his best in his calling. How can you stand tall? When I was a deacon in the Aaronic priesthood, I was called to be secretary of my deacon's quorum. I prepared the records I kept very carefully, for I wanted to do my very best in that calling. Doing all I can to the very best of my ability has been my goal in every calling I have ever held. One day the bishopric asked me to take the sacrament to a man who could not leave his house. That special Sunday morning when I knocked on Brother Wright's door, I heard his weak voice call, "Come in," and I went into his humble home. His room was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. I went to Brother Wright's bedside and carefully placed a piece of sacrament bread to his lips. I then held the cup of water so that he could drink. As I left, I saw tears in his eyes as he said, "God bless you, my boy." And God did bless me. He helped me appreciate the sacred emblems of the sacrament and the priesthood that I held. Emblems are an object or thing that stands for something. Let us learn of the Savior Jesus Christ. Let us follow in his footsteps. Let us live by his teachings. Then we will be prepared for any service he calls us to do. This is his work. This is his church. Indeed, he is our captain, the King of glory, even the Son of God. Note, adapted from the Priesthood, a Sacred Gift, Ensign May 2015. Pledge to Stand Tall. These kids are strong and courageous in following Jesus. How will you stand tall this year? Send us your story or pledge.
Once I was in the car with my family. I heard a bad word in the song on the radio. I changed the channel to a nicer song. I think Jesus would do the same thing too. Caitlin M., age 10, New South Wales, Australia.
I would stand tall by choosing good things to watch and read and listen to. I can keep the commandments even when it's hard. Garrett Y., age 6, Utah, USA.
One Sunday, I wanted to play with the iPad. But on Sundays, our family tries to do things that bring us closer to Jesus. I decided not to play on the iPad. I felt good because I obeyed the Holy Ghost. Jonas J., age 5, Utah, USA.
Some special needs kids were being teased and bullied, so I made some no bullying posters. It made me feel good to do something to help my friends. Emma H., age 9, Arizona, USA.
Send us your footprint. 1. Trace your footprint on a piece of paper and cut it out. 2. Write about something you have done or something you will do to stand tall in following Jesus and choosing the right. It can be something big or small. 3. Send a photo of yourself and a parent or guardian's permission. Use the permission statement on page 39. 4. Send your submission to friend@ldschurch.org or to the address on page 39. We'll collect standing tall footprints through the end of October. End of the article from the First Presidency, Following in the Savior's Footsteps, by President Thomas S. Monson.
Lots to Like, by Ray Goldrup, based on a true story. Colton would never forgive himself, not ever. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Matthew chapter 19, verse 19. Colton slouched in a chair at the kitchen table. His arms were folded together tight, his mouth turned down in a frown.
"What's the matter?"
Mom asked. Colton just frowned harder. The only sound was the ticking of the clock. He sighed.
"Nothing."
"Well, if that nothing turns into something, let me know."
Colton sighed again.
I'm just mad at myself."
"Mad at yourself?"
Colton nodded.
"Yeah, and I'm not going to look at myself in the mirror for a whole week, maybe two."
He pulled a little green car from his pocket.
"I ruined the car Dad gave me, the one he played with when he was little. It was on the floor, and I stepped on it. Now it's all broken. It was so dumb."
Mom sat down next to Colton and reached for the broken car.
"I'm so sorry. I know how much you loved this car, but you didn't do it on purpose. It's not your fault. It's not anyone's fault."
"Well, I think it's somebody's fault. Mine."
He held up a wheel that had fallen off his car.
"I shouldn't have left it on the floor. And I'm not going to get over it until I'm ready. And maybe not even then."
"That's a long time to stay mad at yourself."
She thought for a minute, then stood up to grab a pencil and notepad from a drawer. She set them on the table.
Let's make a list of things you like about yourself. I'll write for you.
Do I have to?
Mom nodded and tapped the notepad. Colton stared at the paper.
Well,
he finally said,
I do take really good care of my frog.
Perfect. That's one.
Mom started to write.
What else?
Finally, Mom and Colton had a whole list of good things about Colton. He smiled as Mom read the list out loud.
Can I go out and play now, Mom?
Colton asked when they were done reading the list. Mom nodded.
Who are you going to go play with?
Colton grinned.
With me. I kind of like me again.
I kind of like you, too. Kind of a lot. And you know what? Heavenly Father and Jesus love you, too.
Colton hugged her.
Maybe next time I get mad at me, I'll make another list. I can think of a bunch more things I like about myself.
Sidebar. Things I Like About Colton by Colton. 1. He's kind to animals and takes good care of his frog, Jumpy. 2. He always talks with his grandpa when we visit him at the nursing home. 3. He tries to choose the right every day, even when it's hard. 4. When he gets money, he saves some of it in his Red Elephant Missionary Bank, and he always pays his tithing. 5. He tries hard to keep his room clean without being asked. 6. He doesn't always complain about having to eat green beans at dinner. 7. He doesn't tease his little sister much.
Sidebar. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and find all kinds of things I don't like about myself and exaggerate them. This makes me feel sad. I pray to my Heavenly Father, and then I feel better. When I look in the mirror again, I see a pretty girl who is her own kind of beautiful. Adeline J., age 10, Georgia, USA.
End of the story. Lots to Like by Ray Goldrup, based on a true story.
Family night fun. Here are some family home evening ideas from this month's magazine. What other ideas can you come up with? Lots to Like list. Read the story, Lots to Like, on page 4. When we remember the good things about ourselves and others, it can help us be patient and learn from mistakes. Number 1, have everyone sit in a circle. Number 2, give everyone a sheet of paper and have them write their name at the top. Then have them write or draw something they like about themselves. Number 3, pass the papers to the right and have the next person write or draw something they like about the person whose name is at the top. Number 4, keep passing and writing until the list makes it all the way around. Take turns reading your lists out loud. Try again, treats. When you make pancakes, the first few probably won't turn out great. That's okay. You just adjust the heat, add more milk if the batter is too thick, and keep cooking. Soon you'll be making great pancakes. Be sure to get an adult's help. 2 cups flour, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 2 eggs, 1/4 cup butter, melted, 1 3/4 cups of milk. Number 1, mix the flour, sugar, salt, and baking powder. Number 2, in a separate bowl, beat the eggs and stir in the butter and milk. Slowly stir it into the flour mixture. Let the batter sit for 10 minutes before using. Number 3, heat a pan on medium heat and lightly coat with oil. Pour 1/4 cup of batter in the hot pan and cook until the top bubbles. Flip and cook until the other side is golden brown. Number 4, cook all the batter and serve the pancakes with your favorite toppings. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. It's okay to make mistakes. When you or someone else messes up, here are some things to remember. Heavenly Father and Jesus love you no matter what. They don't expect us to be perfect now. Making a mistake doesn't make you a bad person. We can love people even if we don't love what they do. Instead of focusing on what you did wrong, focus on what you learned and can do better. Repenting and trying again helps us grow. More FHE ideas. Look for these pictures in the magazines to find the stories and articles they go with. Find the page numbers below. Idea 1. Read Following in the Savior's Footsteps and send us your first standing tall footprint. Then read about Sion and how she follows Jesus by standing tall. Who's a good example of this to you? Idea 2. Heavenly Father gave us the Book of Mormon so we could learn about Jesus Christ. Talk about the poster the Book of Mormon teaches about Jesus. See who can find the most scriptures about Jesus in 1 Nephi. Good luck! Idea 3. We can learn a lot from the people and stories in the scriptures. Read Heavenly Father Loves Me to find out what Riker learned. Can you do this month's challenges to be more like Nephi? End of the article, Family Night Fun, read by Shauna Thompson.
The Cleanup Crew, by Sarah Chow, based on a true story. Act out this story with a few friends, or use a puppet for each character.
It's time for an official children's conference. Let's decide what to do while Mom is running errands.
We should play pioneers. We can pretend our pillows are bags of flour and drive wagons to Utah.
Let's make cookies instead.
I think we should go outside and ride our bikes.
I want to look for insects.
Those are all great ideas, and I think we should try them. But what if we did something nice for Mom? She looked like she could use some cheering up.
Well, Mom likes it when we play pioneers.
She likes cookies.
And looking at bugs.
She loves it when we go outside.
Maybe we could find something extra special to do, though. Something to help her out.
Everyone taps their chins while they think. Laura jumps up and down.
I know! We could clean up the desk. It's covered in all sorts of stuff, like crayons, pencils, schoolwork, toys, and mail.
That would be a really big job.
How will we do it?
It will take forever.
But we can try.
Let's do it. Everyone, pick just one thing to do.
I'll stack up the mail.
I can put the toys away.
I'll organize everyone's schoolwork.
I'll line up the crayons and pencils by color.
There are a few things I don't know what to do with. I'll put them in a box.
Everyone steps back to admire how clean the desk is.
Wow!
That went by really fast.
And Mom will love it. Now let's do something fun.
That was fun. Maybe even better than playing pioneers.
The author lives in Massachusetts, USA. End of the story, The Cleanup Crew, by Sarah Chow.
Fun stuff, hidden picture. The whole family showed up to find out where this future missionary is going on a mission. Can you find the hidden objects? A pen, a suitcase, a care package, a pot, a door, a pink brush, a pink shoe, an umbrella, another pink shoe, a purple purse, a mailbox, a journal, a pencil, a letter, the scriptures, and a sandwich. We hope you had fun with Fun Stuff Hidden Picture, read by Shannon Nelson.
Question Corner. A girl at school is always mean to me. How can I still be kind to her?
Be nice to her and help her. Say a prayer and ask Heavenly Father to help you think nice thoughts. Hanisi T, age 6, Tasmania, Australia.
I had an experience with a girl being mean to me. I tried to be nice and see if that would help. I also talked to her in a nice way about why she was treating me like that and how it made me feel. It helped a lot. Cameron T, age 8, Georgia, USA.
Just pretend they're saying nice things or ignore them. You can also ask them to stop or talk to a parent or a teacher. Josh H., age 8, Colorado, USA.
You can give her a note and say really nice things like, "You are really good at math. It happened to me, and we became friends." Avery H., age 9, Washington, USA.
That happened to me once. I prayed about what to do and asked my mom for advice. I nicely asked the girl to stop what she was doing, and then asked if she wanted to play at recess. She said sure, and we became friends. Tiffany H., age 10, Utah, USA.
Mario H., age 7, California, USA, wrote, "Try to be a good friend to her even though she is mean to you. Maybe she is having a hard time at home. Love her."
Next question. If a friend asked you why you go to church, what would you say? Send your answer and photo by January 31st. Email us at friend@ldschurch.org with Question Corner in the subject line. Use the permission statement on page 39. End of the section, Question Corner.
Heavenly Father Loves Me. A true story written by you. Riker W., age 9, Arizona, USA. I've had a hard time the last couple of years at school. I don't have a lot of friends. Math is harder than before, and sometimes I get in trouble for things I didn't do. It bothers me that things aren't fair. Then I heard the story of Job from the scriptures. He had really bad things happen to him, and his friends didn't believe he was a righteous man. But things worked out okay for him. Now I don't worry about things so much. Heavenly Father loves me, and he understands. Question for you. What do you do when you're worried or having a hard time? Watch chapter 46 of the Old Testament scripture videos to learn more about Job. Go to children.lds.org. End of the story, Heavenly Father Loves Me. Read by Noah Strongin.
Answers from an Apostle. How can I get my own testimony? From Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Your testimony will grow as you learn about Heavenly Father and Jesus. You can learn from reading the Scriptures. You can learn from the teachings and testimony of your parents and teachers. As a boy, this is how I came to know for myself. When you do what is right, the Holy Ghost will help you. From eternal life to know our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And signed November 2014, pages 80 through 82. Meet Elder Robert D. Hales. He was born on August 24, 1932, in New York. He and his brother and sister liked to help their father build fish ponds and rock gardens in their wooded yard. As a boy, he spent two summers working on his uncle's ranch in Skull Valley, Utah. He helped round up wild horses, bale hay, and care for the animals. He pitched a no-hitter in high school baseball. After he graduated from college, he joined the United States Air Force as a jet fighter pilot. He and his wife, Mary Crandall, were married in the Salt Lake Temple on June 10, 1953. His career in business took him and his family to England, Germany, and Spain. What is an apostle? When Jesus was on the earth, he called 12 men to be his special helpers. They were called apostles. He has called 12 men to be his special helpers today. They testify of Jesus Christ to the whole world. Elder Hales is an apostle. Watch a video about Elder Hales at children.lds.org. Click on Videos and meet the Apostles. End of the article. Answer from an Apostle. How can I get my own testimony? By Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by David Shaw.
Friends Who Stand Tall. Standing Tall in Ethiopia. From an interview by Amy Jane Levitt.
My name is Sion. I live in Ethiopia, a country in Eastern Africa. I like playing soccer and reading. And I want to be a doctor when I grow up. I stand tall by living the gospel every day and sharing it with my friends. How I got a testimony. I came to church for the first time when I was 8. I read the Book of Mormon, I listened to the missionaries, and I prayed. The Spirit told me the church was true, and I wanted to be baptized. The gospel makes me happy. Helping my family.
My family usually walks to church, and it takes about an hour. When my little brother gets tired, my brother or I will carry him. I help at home by washing dishes and cleaning the house. My church calling. My favorite part of church is sacrament meeting. I get to lead the music. My favorite scripture story is David and Goliath. My favorite song is Book of Mormon stories. Sharing what I know. I tell my friends at school about the restored gospel. One friend used to ask me about the church, then she suddenly stopped. I asked her why. She said her parents were upset. I hope someday her parents will change their minds. What standing tall means to me. Standing tall means living the gospel every day. Heavenly Father and Jesus want me to testify of them. I want all of my friends around the world to share the restored gospel with their friends.
Sion's tips for standing tall. Gain a testimony for yourself. Read the scriptures and pray. Share your testimony and be a good example to your friends. Go to church every Sunday and live the gospel standards. Send your footprint. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your foot and send us your story and photo, along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39. Watch a video about Sion at friend.lds.org during January. End of the article, Friends Who Stand Tall. Standing Tall in Ethiopia. From an interview by Amy Jane Levitt.
Bright Idea. In this month's Bright Idea poster, a girl is helping her toddler sister get some cereal by holding her up so she can reach. The caption reads, "Stand tall, because you are a child of God and He stands with you." President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. End of this month's Bright Idea poster, read by Maya Reinwand.
Bulletin board. Play Kookaloo. Have you met Sion from Ethiopia? See page 14. Children in Ethiopia play a game that's like hide-and-seek. Here's how to play. Number 1. A child stands at the base, or Mariam, and closes his or her eyes while calling Kookaloo, which means cock-a-doodle-doo. Number 2. The other children run and hide while calling Inelgam, which means it's not morning yet. Number 3. Once they've all found a hiding spot and are quiet, the seeker looks for the hidden players. They try to return to Mariam without getting caught. God gives us good food. This leafy veggie is called chard. It can be many different colors, such as green, red, white, or yellow. In Ethiopia, chard is sometimes used to make a stew called wat. Ask your family, what are you grateful for today? Cyberstrong. I won't ever put my address or phone number online without talking to my parents first. Temple connection. The Tijuana, Mexico temple was dedicated last month. Are any of your family members or ancestors from Mexico? Did any of them have temple work done in one of the 13 temples there? End of the article, Bulletin Board, read by Shauna Thompson.
Fun stuff. Build your own boat. Nephi built a boat that carried his family to the Promised Land. You can build your own boat with a few simple materials and your imagination. Be sure to get an adult's help. Race your boat side by side down a small stream. Here are some ideas to get you started. You will need drinking straw, craft sticks in different sizes, duct tape, waterproof craft glue, cork, find at a hobby store. Building the boat. Step 1. Line up craft sticks side by side and glue cross pieces across them. Step 2. Glue stacked craft sticks on the outside edges. Step 3. You can wrap duct tape around your boat or put cork on the bottom or sides of the boat to help it float. Building the sail. Optional. Step 1. Make a sail by sticking duct tape to itself. Step 2. Glue two craft sticks across the middle of your boat to support the sail. Step 3. Cut holes in the sail and attach it to a craft stick or a drinking straw. Step 4. Attach the sail to the cross braces with duct tape or glue. End of the section, Build Your Own Boat. Read by Ethan Nelson.
A Year with the Book of Mormon. Look for a scripture story and activities each month in 2016. Find them online at friend2016bom.lds.org. Book of Mormon Hero. Nephi was obedient. Nephi had to do many hard and scary things. He had to leave his home, get the brass plates from a wicked man, and help his family survive in the wilderness. But he trusted God and found the courage to obey. How can you follow Nephi's example this month? I can be obedient. Memorize 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. When your parents ask you to do something, be obedient like Nephi. Watch chapters 2 through 9 of the Book of Mormon videos at scripturestories.lds.org. I challenge myself to the Liahona. When Nephi's family traveled through the wilderness, the Lord gave them a special compass called the Liahona. When they were faithful, the Liahona told them where to travel and even where to find food. Read more about the Liahona on pages FJ4 through FJ6 in the Friend Junior section, and look for another reading chart and challenge next month.
My mom and I started reading the Book of Mormon. As we read about Nephi, I realized that Nephi always obeyed, and he was blessed because of it. I feel that this is the right way to be, and I want to be like Nephi. So now when my mom says, "Take out the trash," I say, "Okay, Mom." Heidi M., age 10, Yeongnam, South Korea.
Note, you can print more copies at friend2016bom.lds.org. End of the section, A Year with the Book of Mormon. Read by Kate Strongen.
The Book of Mormon teaches about Jesus Christ. As you read the Book of Mormon, you'll go on many adventures. You'll travel in the wilderness with Lehi and Sariah's family and watch Nephi build a boat. You'll also meet many prophets like Lehi, Nephi, Abinadi, Samuel, and Mormon. All of the prophets in the Book of Mormon taught about Jesus. Some of them even saw him. In fact, that's why Heavenly Father gave us this special book, to help people everywhere learn more about Jesus. Make a plan. Make a plan to read the Book of Mormon this year. Find this month's Book of Mormon Hero card and reading challenge on pages 22 and 23. Watch Chapter 1, How We Got the Book of Mormon, at children.lds.org. Click on Scripture Stories. Take turns reading these scriptures. Each talks about a Book of Mormon prophet who taught about Jesus. Ether, chapter 12, verses 38 through 41. 1 Nephi, chapter 1, verses 5 and 9. 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 26 and 27. Mosiah, chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. Alma, chapter 6, verse 8, and Moroni, chapter 9, verse 22. Write about it. How did Jesus Christ show his love for us in the Book of Mormon? End of the article, The Book of Mormon Teaches About Jesus Christ. Read by Van Farnworth.
Behind the Scenes by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. And Our Talents Improve by the Patience of Hope and the Labor of Love, hymns number 217.
Tessa's heart pounded as Mr. Traeger stepped to the front of the room and cleared his throat.
And the lead for our class production of Cinderella is Cassidy.
Tessa cheered as Cassidy walked up front. Cassidy was Tessa's best friend, and she was the best singer in the fourth grade. Tessa waited on the edge of her seat as Mr. Traeger read the rest of the parts. Her shoulders slumped when she didn't get her first choice, or even her second. She was the narrator, which didn't feel like a real part at all.
It was the worst day ever, Mom,
she complained as she helped make dinner that night.
I wish I could sing like Cassidy. I wanted to help make this play amazing, but I'm not good at anything that could help the play.
There are lots of ways to make it amazing,
Mom said.
And being narrator is one of them. I'm sure you'll find other ways to help with the play as well.
Tessa didn't say anything, but she wasn't so sure. The worst day ever became the worst month ever as the class spent most afternoons practicing for the play. Tessa liked learning the group dance numbers and songs, but she still didn't feel as talented as her best friend. Cassidy was busy learning her solos and always standing front and center in the practices. Then Cassidy started staying after school for extra practices. Because the girls carpooled home together, Tessa stayed after school too. With nothing else to do, she read the script over and over, memorizing the lines until she could recite the entire play word for word. Tessa sat watching the practices in the dark auditorium, mouthing the words along with the actors. One day, Danielle, who played the fairy godmother, was out sick, but they were supposed to practice her parts that afternoon. Mr. Traeger waved Tessa toward the stage.
Tessa, do you think you could stand in for Danielle just for today?
He held out a script to her.
Sure, but I don't need the script.
Practice began, and Tessa knew all of the fairy godmother's lines by heart. When Prince Charming couldn't remember his part, she was even able to help him with his lines. The practice went great.
Tessa,
Mr. Traeger said when they were done,
how would you like to be the understudy?
The understudy?
She asked.
Yes. You would fill in for the actors if anyone is gone during a practice or performance. You know everyone's lines, so I think you'd be perfect.
I'd love to.
Who knew her talent for memorizing could help the play? The days until opening night flew by. Tessa was able to stand in for a few other people during practices, and she even helped some other students learn their lines. Thank you for helping me, Tessa, Danielle said a week before opening night. You're the best. On opening night, Tessa stood with Cassidy backstage and smoothed her hands over her dress.
There you are,
Mom said.
Let's get a picture of the talented girls.
Tessa smiled, and although she felt nervous, the smile stayed on her face as she stepped onto the stage to say her lines. Tessa wasn't the lead like Cassidy, but she had used her talents to help the play, and she knew that was what mattered most. The author lives in Arizona, USA. End of the story. Behind the Scenes by Jessica Larson. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Show and Tell. The Desert Ridge Ward Primary, Arizona, USA, had a scripture challenge to see how many chapters they could read in 3 months. They kept track of their challenge with a paper chain that stretched from the primary room to the bishop's office and back again.
When we read scriptures as a family, we sit in a circle. My mom reads, and then we talk about what we just read to help us understand it. I have been reading the scriptures myself using the chart in the friend. When I read the scriptures, I feel wonderful. Mara R., age 9, Washington, USA.
The Valiant 9 primary class of the Littleton Ward, Massachusetts, USA, prepares for the temple by bringing their scriptures to church each Sunday and by reading scriptures every day. They know that the scriptures help prepare us for the temple.
My parents have taught my brother and me the importance of reading scriptures to help me be reverent during the sacrament and think of Jesus. I read my scriptures. Peyton B., age 8, Georgia, USA.
One day, I told my teacher about the things I learned in primary and invited him to come to church. I feel happy that I shared the gospel. Sinju K, age 7, Karnataka, India.
After breakfast, our family reads the scriptures. The scriptures teach us to be kind and happy. Ridge, our puppy, sometimes listens too. Violet and Desmond M, ages 5 and 4, British Columbia, Canada.
Our scripture study takes 10 minutes before school. My brother and I read 5 verses from the Book of Mormon, and then our mom explains it. Next, we read a page from the Book of Mormon stories. My little sisters are learning to read, so we help them. I enjoy this scripture time with my family. Benjamin S., age 10, California, USA.
I was really scared to get baptized because I don't like going underwater. My mom showed me a picture of a girl getting baptized who looked really happy, and we read articles from the Friend about baptism. My mom gave me a jar of gumballs and told me that every day she would talk about baptism and then I would get a gumball. I felt a little better about my baptism after that. Ariana S., age 7, Alaska, USA.
Other contributors to Show and Tell. Catherine M., age 10, Ontario, Canada. Alicia L., age 11, Colorado, USA. Yuzi H., age 7, Taoyuan, Taiwan. Note: find more art online at childart.lds.org. How can you use the scriptures to help youth through challenges? End of this month's Show and Tell.
Friend to Friend, Wilford's Fast Offering, by Elder Chi Hong Sam Wong of the 70. One day, I saw my oldest son, Wilford, preparing a tithing envelope. He was probably around 5 years old at the time. Wilford didn't carry any money, so I wondered why he was paying tithing. When I asked him, he told me he was actually paying a fast offering. Wilford didn't have much money of his own, but he was still excited to pay a fast offering. I was impressed by this act of kindness. I asked him why he had decided to do this. Wilford answered, "I don't need anything, but I know others do." He knew his money would help people. He was very happy about that. This simple experience taught me a good lesson. Children are really in tune with the Spirit and have a natural Christ-like love. Wilford had something he didn't need and knew it would be helpful to other people. He was willing to make the sacrifice. Saving money is good, but my young son taught me another lesson through his example. By listening to the Spirit, we can bless the lives of others when we share what we have.
What are fast offerings? A fast offering is money we give to help others when we fast. We are asked to give as much money as we would have spent on the meals we skipped while fasting. How to give a fast offering. Number 1. Decide how much money you'd like to give. Number 2. Put your fast offering in a tithing envelope and fill out the form. Number 3. Give your fast offering to your bishop or branch president. Who could your fast offering help? Someone who has lost a job? Someone who is too sick to work? Families who have lost their home in a bad storm or earthquake? Many others close to your home and around the world who need help.
Sidebar: when we offer help to anyone, the Savior feels it as if we have reached out to help him. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency. "Is not this the fast that I have chosen?" Ensign, May 2015, page 22.
Happy Sabbath. Getting ready for Sunday. Do this activity with your family. Imagine you were going on a trip to meet a very important person. What would you do to get ready? You might get nice clothes to wear, learn more about who you are meeting, or mark the day on your calendar. Heavenly Father has set aside one day a week to be a special day for us, called the Sabbath. For us, the Sabbath is on Sunday. It is a time when we can rest from work, worship Heavenly Father, and spend time with our families. We should get ready for Sunday just as we would get ready for any important day. Have someone in your family close their eyes point to a picture, and read the sentence out loud. Have someone else finish the sentence. Take turns pointing and answering. How many different answers can you come up with? I can get my home ready for Sunday by... I can help my siblings get ready for Sunday by... I can get ready to take the sacrament by... I can help my parents get ready for Sunday by... When I get ready for the Sabbath, I feel... I can get my clothes ready for Sunday by... End of the article, Getting Ready for Sunday, read by Matthew Moore.
I'll Stand Tall, words by Jan Pinborough, music by Janice Cap Perry. David faced the giant with only 5 small stones. He did not fear, he knew the Lord was near, so David stood tall. Esther prayed for courage before she faced the king. Her face burned bright, the Lord was on her side, so Esther stood tall. When I face a challenge that's either great or small, I'll show my faith and courage every day so I can stand tall. I'll stand tall, the Savior is beside me. He's always there to guide me. I do not walk alone, I'll stand tall. His Spirit will direct me, His loving arms protect me. He's on my side so I can stand tall. Watch a sing-along video for this song at children.lds.org. Click on Videos. End of the section, Music. I'll Stand Tall, read by Maya Reinwand.
Friendship Matters, a true story written by you, by Emma N., age 11, Utah, USA. When I moved to Mexico with my family, I made friends with a group of kids who played together but left some people out. One day, I decided to go play with a girl named Ellie who was sitting by herself in a corner. We started sitting together at lunchtime, and we played basketball and soccer and made things together. At first, my group of friends said, "If you want to be her friend, then we can't be your friend." But I kept spending time with Ellie. Eventually, my group of friends joined us, and we all became friends. I told Ellie about the church and what I liked about it. She decided to come to my baptism and started coming to church with us quite often. Now we live in different cities, but we still keep in touch through video chat and email. She is still in my heart. Here's what I learned about friendship. 1. It's good to have a friend who will be with you even if you're having a hard time. 2. Be friendly and remember that other people have feelings too. Take time to learn about what they like to do and what their personality is like. 3. Include everyone and get to know others. 4. It's what's inside that matters. It doesn't matter where they live, what they look like on the outside, or what their religion is. Everyone needs the same things. 5. You can learn about different cultures and appreciate them. My friends in Mexico and my friends in the United States are different, but they are the same too. End of the story, Friendship Matters. Read by Eden Reinwand.
For parents of little ones. Sometimes going to church with a young child can seem like the longest 3 hours of the week. We pick cereal up off the floor. We shush our noisy little ones. Is it really worth the effort? Yes, it is. That's because little by little, our young children are learning about Christ and His teachings. Bit by bit, they're learning how to pray and how to recognize the Spirit. Here are a few ways you can help church be even more meaningful for your kids and for yourself, too. Show pictures of Jesus and explain that we learn about Him at church. Even babies start to recognize His face and get excited when they see Him. On Saturday night, sing, "Saturday is a Special Day," Children's Songbook 196. And have your kids help lay out clothing and breakfast items for the next morning. Have children draw pictures of stories they remember from their classes and hang them up on a special Sunday wall. Practice reverence skills like folding arms, whispering, and listening to quiet music. After church, have everyone share something they learned that day. Pack a small bag with books or quiet activities that focus on the gospel in Christ. In time, the learning that begins when children are small will lead to much greater understanding and wonderful blessings as they make covenants with the Lord. End of the article. For Parents of Little Ones. Read by Dwayne Case.
Bright Idea Poster. In this month's Bright Idea Poster, children are standing around Jesus and smiling at him. While holding one of the children, he smiles in return. The caption reads, Jesus loved the little children, little ones like me. Children's Songbook 59. End of this month's Bright Idea Poster. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Eva Goes to Primary by Jennifer Maddy. Eva liked nursery. She liked her teachers and singing time. Her favorite song was Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. But now it was time for Eva to go to primary. Many children were in the primary room. A teacher said, Hello, Eva. I am Sister Moya. I am glad you are in our sunbeam class. Eva smiled. She liked being a sunbeam. The piano started playing. Eva knew the song. She sang, Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. Eva knew she would like being a sunbeam in primary. It's primary time. Here are some of the things we do in primary. How can you tell that these children are ready to learn? Time to be reverent. Time to pray. Time to hear a talk. Time to sing. Time to listen to my teacher. Time to share. End of Eva Goes to Primary by Jennifer Maddy. Read by Kate Strongen.
Book of Mormon Stories. Journey to the Promised Land. Nephi lived with his family in Jerusalem. His father Lehi was a prophet. His mother was Sariah. His brothers were Laman, Lemuel, and Sam. Heavenly Father told Nephi's father that his family needed to leave the city so they could be safe. It was hard to leave their home, but Nephi's family obeyed and went into the wilderness. Heavenly Father said Nephi and his brothers needed to go back to the city to get the scriptures. Nephi was a good example when his brothers didn't want to obey. He said he would do what Heavenly Father asked. Heavenly Father gave Nephi's family a special compass called the Liahona. When they obeyed Heavenly Father, it pointed the way to travel. It showed them where to go to find food. We can be like Nephi when we obey the commandments and follow Heavenly Father. End of this month's Book of Mormon Stories, Journey to the Promised Land. Read by Shauna Thompson.
Reading Better Every Day by Sonia Kenayeta and Marissa Wittison, based on a true story. Joseph turned the page in his book. He frowned. He had two more pages to go.
Are you okay?
Mama asked.
I like to read,
Joseph said.
But I'm so slow. How can I learn to read better?
I know, Mama said. Read a chapter of the Book of Mormon every day. It will help you learn to read better.
Joseph tried. At first, it took a long time. He had to sound out the long words, but he kept reading. Soon he could read more than one chapter. 2 weeks went by. Joseph's bookmark moved from 1 Nephi to 2 Nephi. Then it was in the Book of Jacob. One night, it was Joseph's turn to give the lesson in family home evening.
I know what to do,
Joseph said. He found the Book of Mormon Stories book. It had words and pictures. He turned the pages until he found the perfect story. Joseph read the story to his family. He read short words like ship. He read long words like commanded. Prophets wrote these words long ago. The words were easy to read. When the story was over, Mama had tears in her eyes.
Are you okay, Mama?
Joseph asked.
I'm happy. You have worked hard,
Joseph smiled big.
I read every day.
He showed Mama his Book of Mormon. His bookmark was in the Book of Alma. Someday Joseph's bookmark would be at the end of the book, and then he could start over. The authors live in Bolivia and Utah, USA. End of the story, Reading Better Every Day, by Sonia Kenayata and Marissa Wittison. Read by Kate Strongen.
P.S. The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, a young girl is painting school words on her comic books, math, social studies, English, and history. Her friend standing behind her says skeptically,
I still don't think those look like school books.
How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, 1. Fill out the form below and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email to thefriend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, boy or girl, state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, video, publications, and training materials. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. End of P.S. Read by David Shaw.